What do we know for sure about the Big Eight Conference? We know that there are four major teams atop the league, and we also know that the road to the Big Eight regular season championship will run through where we are tonight, and that's Spartan Stadium here at Southern Durham High School. Southern Durham, already having defeated Cardinal Gibbons, will go up against Pittsburgh Northwood tonight, the first matchup between these teams in over 25 years. And it's the first time ever that they will meet as conference rivals. The 5-2 Spartans coming off the win over Cardinal Gibbons, going against the Northwood team that's 6-1 and 2-1 in conference play. And make no mistake, it's a big matchup that will have consequences when it comes to not only what's happening here tonight, but also what's going on in Hillsboro, with Chapel Hill going up against Orange, and also an interesting matchup tonight with Cardinal Gibbons. Good evening. I'm Jeff Hamlin here with Hartford Zirkle inside the press box, inside the press box, I should say, at Spartan High School in Hartford. These two teams are going to run up a lot of points here tonight. This could be a long night. It's a good thing it's a 7 o'clock kickoff, because Southern Durham averages 46 points per game. Pittsburgh Northwood comes in averaging 41 points per game. And when you talk about Southern Durham, you have to start with their quarterback, a young man by the name of Kendall Hinton, who is only a junior and was an all-conference selection as a sophomore.
Yeah, this season, Kendall Hinton's had a great season. He's gone 89 for 137 with a completion percentage of 64%. He's had 14 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. But most importantly, he's quarterbacked his Spartans to a 5-2 start and a 3-0 in the Big Eight Conference as they look tonight to go to 4-0.
Absolutely. Southern Durham has made their way out onto the field in their gray home uniforms with gray pants and crimson red. Northwood about to charge through its banner on the road with white tops and gold pants. The only loss for the Chargers this year came 3 weeks ago in their conference opener against Orange, in what was figured to be a big matchup. But Northwood wound up becoming the only team so far this year to score against the Panthers in the second quarter. The bad news, though, for the Chargers was that they came out on the short end of that game. But these are two powerful offenses going up against one another, and we're going to see a dandy contest here tonight. Ty Pennix leads the Chargers, a young quarterback who is only a junior. He is 1 of 75 for 306 for 2,089 yards this year, 20 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. This is a Charger attack that will field 5 wide receivers, so it will be very much 2 run-and-gun offenses facing one another tonight. Very happy you're with us here tonight here on chapelboro.com. Walter Storholt preparing for women's basketball season, and, of course, the very best goes out to Sylvia Hatchell, the head coach of the UNC women's basketball team, battling leukemia. She had an inspiring message for the UNC football team last night that played on the video board at Kian Stadium, and certainly our very best wishes goes out to Sylvia Hatchell. Anthony Castro will kick it all the way for Northwood as we get set for action here. Back deep to accept the kickoff. It is William Cameron moving to the far end of the field, and to the near side of the field, it will be number 22, Tony Batts. Southern Durham won the Pac-6 4A Conference Championship back in 2009. They have won 3 conference championships under their current head coach, Adrian Jones, who picked up his 50th win as the head coach of the Spartans last week, as Southern Durham wound up winning over Cardinal Gibbons 45-28. The high sky kick is taken by up back, and it pops off his shoulder pad. It's a loose ball at the 35-yard line right off the bat. Who has recovered the fumble? It popped off an up-back's helmet, very similar to the interception that Miami threw in the third quarter last night. But unlike last night, the receiving team managed to fall on the loose ball, and it will be Southern Durham ball after a danger here to begin this contest, as Northwood nearly recovered the opening kickoff, and it was certainly not an onside kick. It was a simple sky kick. So the quarterback will be number 2, Kendall Hinton, who ran for 100 yards last week and threw for 250. He is very much a dual-threat quarterback in this spread setup by Coach Adrian Jones. 4 wide receivers, now Spartan late getting on the field. That is William Cameron. Back deep, the throw is Hinton. He's looking to the far side of the field, and the pass is caught at the 45-yard line to about the 46, and with the ball for the first down are the Spartans. and that'll be a gain of 11 for the first down. That was Maurice Trout, the leading receiver on the team. 34 receptions for him now on the year. That one good for 11, so he now has 732 yards. First down, right away here for Southern Durham, and here's the toss. Moving to the right side of the field will be the running back. That is William Cameron, and he gets plowed down at the line of scrimmage as the play was strung out very well, and an excellent hit made by Hunter Blackman, number 52. So Cameron gets no game, and it's second down and 10. Second down and 10 coming up here with 45 seconds gone by. Second down and 9 coming up. Out of the shotgun setup, here's Hinton with the toss right in front. He'll go to Cameron, angling to the right, looking for any room, but he's barreled over and dropped for a loss. Number 8 got over there. That time it was Jared Worley, who doubles as a wide receiver on offense, but he makes the tackle for loss as Cameron is thrown down at the 41. So it's a loss of 4 on the play. And it'll be third down and 14. Chargers now standing staunch here. And we've talked in the past about how this is a team that at times gives up on the run on offense, but they have a powerful defense. Gregory Washington in the game as a wideout now is hitting throws on third down at 14. Going to launch it long down the field for Cameron. It is caught and dropped out of bounds. Cameron couldn't quite haul it in, and even if he did, it's no guarantee that he would have stayed in bounds. Cameron nearly hauled it down, but now it's fourth down. After the 11-yard pickup there, Hartford, not much going for Southern Durham, and it started with a good run defense.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The Northwood Chargers defense has come out very strong tonight, and they'll be looking to push on this momentum after the three and out by the Southern Durham offense.
So Gregory Washington will punt the ball away. Ball at the Southern Durham 42. Five plays in a minute and 50 seconds. Expect a lot of drives like that tonight. This is going to resemble a Canadian offense the way these two teams go. You're going to think we're playing three downs instead of four. Fourth down, Washington to kick the ball away, and it's a low kick. They'll barely cross midfield. Not a good punt at all. It fades into the Northwood sideline to the far end. That was a punt that went to midfield. Let's see where the markup will come at the 49. Not an effort that Washington will be proud of at all there. And Northwood, this high-octane attack, is going to have a very short field here at Hartford.
Yeah, this Northwood spread offense must be just really licking their chops right now. They get the start at the Southern Durham 49-yard line. So definitely a great position for Northwood to start this offensive series at.
And it'll be a 5-wideout attack along with Kadarius Rowan in the backfield. And leading the attack is Ty Penix, who has thrown for 2,089 yards in just 6 games. The junior quarterback stands out and hands the ball off. He'll go to Rowan, running around left end. He's past the 50, over the 45, and Kendrick Rowan barrels his way to the 44. So we've talked about the air attack of these two teams, but right now, at least on the first play, Northwood keeping the ball on the ground. You can bet it won't stay that way, though. The Chargers ran for only 14 yards in their lone loss of the year that came against Orange 3 weeks ago in Northwood. So now it's second and 2 after the 8-yard pickup by Roan, who had his best effort of the season last week against Oxford Webb. Here's the inside handoff. Roan again will pound it up the middle, and he'll get the first down as he turns ahead to the 40-yard line, and he was tackled from behind on the play by Bobby Fuller. There'll be a first down for the Chargers, and they're going without a huddle. The head coach, Bill Hall, has led the Chargers to 3 conference championships. This is their first year, though, in the 3A ranks in quite some time. Play action fake. Penix will throw down the field. Pass is caught. Emo Udo, no check it. It's 84 on the play, and it's a touchdown. That is Smith. Throwing it down the field was Jalen Smith making the catch for a 40-yard touchdown toss by Ty Penix. Jalen Smith with the reception, and it is 6-0. An excellent ball fake that time. And Penix goes ahead and scores on the first possession with the pass to Jalen Smith. Now the extra point, Anthony Castro will line up to take this one. Northwood has 2 kickers usually that try extra points, and Castro will be the man here. Snap, spot, kick up, and it's good. And it took only 3 minutes and 3 seconds for Jalen Smith to haul in the touchdown pass. The second leading receiver on the Northwood team scores from 40 yards out. And with 8:57 remaining in the first quarter, it is Northwood 7 and Southern Durham nothing. We'll pause here. You're listening to ChapelBurrell.com. So after Northwood took advantage of a very short punt by Southern Durham, it went all of 8 yards, a 40-yard touchdown strike as Ty Penix threw the ball to Jalen Smith. And it is 7-0. Another sky kick here by Castro, and it will be a fair catch this time called by the upback at the 34-yard line. That's where Southern Durham will start. And Hartford, our listeners don't need to be fooled. We have only just begun with the scoring here. Once one team piles up 21 points in this game, you can expect the other to come right back with a touchdown or two of their own.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We all just hope that the scoreboard has enough power in it tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be working.
That's why I shut down the iPad tonight to keep stats, because there's no guarantee I could get a warranty on it. There are going to be so many yards put up in this game. At least we anticipate that. All right, Hinton, the junior quarterback with a 3.8 GPA, and here's the handoff going up the middle and grinding ahead for about 4 yards on the play, was the first man through. So it'll be second down and 6 coming up here for Southern Durham, a team that comes in with 2 non-conference losses, one to their longtime rival, Hillside, and the other to Scotland County, two powerful 4A teams. That was William Cameron on the carry. For a gain of 4, so it's second down and 6. Now takes the shotgun snap, throws down the field, and passes caught by number 14. This is Derek Mason breaking out in the open. Over to 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20. He's gone. Touchdown, Southern Durham. It is a 61-yard strike. Kendall Hinton throws for his 15th touchdown of the year. And Derek Mason. Mason, you're facing on an 8-track with the 26th reception of the year. And that's his third touchdown. And we're 1 point away from having a tie ball game. We told you there'd be fireworks. The extra point will be attempted by Leonardo Orzoco. With 8:12 remaining here in the first quarter, it's already 7-6. Orozco is 37-41 on extra points this year. Excellent pass that time, and Hinton manages to bring the Spartans down the field with the touchdown toss to Mason, and then the extra point by Orozco splits the uprights, and we're all tied up. It is 7-7 between Southern Durham and Northwood, and just as we anticipated, these two teams going up and down the field expect a shootout.
Yeah, absolutely. It really might just come down to a quarterback battle, and that would be between Southern's junior quarterback Kendall Hinton and Northwood's junior quarterback as well, Ty Penix. It's looking to be a great one so far.
Absolutely. Very happy you're with us here tonight on ChapelBurrell.com. I'm Jeff Hamlin with Hartford Zirkle, and we'll also have updates going on throughout the night from other games in the area. We know that Chapel Hill and Orange are playing over at Colton Pierman Stadium as the Panthers look for another victory. And, of course, the biggest parts of their schedule still to come. Their traditional rivalry with Chapel Hill included in that, and later on down the line, Cardinal Gibbons, and of course, Southern Durham right here at Spartan Field to wrap up the campaign. Lots of big games still to come in the Big 8 Conference, and in fact, that matchup with Southern Durham will come on November 2nd. That will wrap up the regular season, and who knows, it might just decide the Big 8 championship.
Yeah, that could very well be a conference title, it seems like.
It very well could. Orozco will kick the ball away after Southern Durham scored on a 61-yard strike, and the kickoff fielded at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, bursting up the middle, to the 25, over to 30, 35, 40-yard line goes number 24, Kenton Edwards, and Edwards stumbling all the way down to the 48-yard line. The return is good for 39 yards as he fielded it at the 9, and for the second straight drive, Hartford, Northwood is going to start a drive practically at midfield.
Yeah, that's right. These Northwood special teams has really been lucked out, whether it's the big hole opened by the Southern lack of defense on the Southern kickoff or the botched punt.
Special teams playing a big role already. Tied at 7. 4 minutes into the game, Roan takes a handoff, forced to the outside, running in his own backfield, just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And he did all he could as he's forced out of bounds to the far end of the field to get no gain out of that. Excellent play and the speed of the Southern Durham defense on display right there. As number 81, Kerry Ivory comes over. Also getting over there, number 10, Jordan Brown. The loss, they say he stepped out of bounds at the 45, so it's actually a loss of 3 on the play. Penix in the backfield out of the shotgun, with Roan back there with him by his right. 4 wide receivers, and Penix play action fake. Will throw a pass, tipped away. It was intended to the far end of the field for Spencer Robertson, but the pass was knocked away. So it'll be 3rd down and 13 here as Southern Durham has come up with its own stand. And, again, Northwood coming out with its high-powered attack under offensive coordinator Bill Renner, who, of course, spent the past 4 years as the head coach at East Chapel Hill. Now 3rd down. Here's Penix. Pump fakes. Holds the ball out. Throws the pass. Is picked off at midfield. Picked off at the 48-yard line. And taking it into Northwood territory are the Spartans, and it'll be a 1st down. Off the first pick of the night, it was intended, it looked like, for Dalton. And it was Tillman who comes up with the interception. Marvin Tillman, number 15 for Southern Durham. So a big play by the Spartans has Penix forced into the interception, his 10th of the year. First giveaway of the game, and now Southern Durham takes over at the Northwood 48, right where this drive began. The previous drive began. And here's Hinton back, forced under pressure, throws down the field, and it's incomplete. He was meeting pressure from behind that time, courtesy of Carson Barker. So it's 2nd down and 10. Hinton is getting a lot of pressure, and we have not seen that vaunted rushing game from Hinton as of yet that we saw last week when he ran for over 100 yards against Cardinal Gibbons. Hinton will run the option this side. Now we'll see it. Nope, it's going to be a toss. He'll go to Cameron. He's got room to the 45. Hit at the 40. He churns ahead, and he's close to a 1st down. Excellent pitch that time, and Hinton held that ball just long enough before he flipped it over to William Cameron, who brought the ball close to the 1st down. Looks like he'll be just a tad bit short. 3rd down and 1 coming up here for Southern Durham. Probably 4 down territory as it is. So Cameron will stay in the backfield with Hinton as the quarterback. 3 wide receivers. Make it 4 to the far end of the field. Now Hinton will throw, looks, meets pressure, wrapped up, he's got to get rid of the ball, but he can't. And he's dropped for a sack. 55 comes over on the sack. Trent Klein comes over on the sack there for Northwood. And a big play there. That was Brady Conning, excuse me, on the sack. A huge play, a loss of 8, and Southern Durham has a very tough decision to make here, and they're going to go for it. Boy, this is a roll of the dice here, Hartford.
Yeah, it is. I would definitely expect Coach Adrian Jones to punt this one, but I am not Coach Adrian Jones.
That's true. So it's going to be a 4th and 9. Southern Durham will go for it here, really rolling the dice. Hinton will throw, looks, going to launch it deep down the field. The pass is caught. Trying to get to the 1st down is the wide receiver to the far end. It's going to come down to the spot as to whether or not he got it. He was hit out of bounds right at the yard marker. That was Maurice Trout who came over on the stop and caught the ball, but he managed to just get over the 1st down marker. He got 9.5, 10 yards, really, when he needed 9. Fine play by Trout. His 2nd grab of the night, and it's a 1st down here for Southern Durham. Cameron goes in motion. They go hurry up, do the Spartans. Here's the swing pass to the flat. Pass is dropped, intended for Jordan Brown. Young man who doubles as a running back and a wide receiver, sort of the Danny Woodhead threat on this team. That one slipped through his hands at 2nd and 10. Brown with 34 rushes on the year. He also has 22 receptions. He'd be good in your fantasy high school fantasy league, or high school fantasy league, or however you want to put that. All right, 2nd down and 10, especially if you got PPR. Here's Hinton with the handoff. Now it'll be a flip to this side. It's a loose football, as it was a tough time for the intended pitch man to grab that one. And it was Cameron who had to dive on the loose ball. And it's a loss back to the 36-yard line. So that time, it was Cameron on the toss, and he had to fall on the loose ball. It's going to be third down and 10. They say no loss on the play. Third down coming up. Here's Hinton. Back to throw, looking, going to gun it over the middle, and the pass is caught. And it's good enough, it appears, to the 25-yard line, and that should get the first down. And once again, it was Maurice Trow coming up on the big catch.
Yeah, both of these past first downs have been just right there on the line, Mark. So a couple inches and both of these drives could be over, Matt.
Trow wound up getting 11 yards once again. So Southern Durham has converted a 4th and 9, and here they convert a 3rd and 10. Under 5 minutes remaining, first quarter. Hint. And the handoff, no, he'll keep it himself. Disappears up the middle of the line to the 20, to the 15. Hinton stays on his feet, cuts near sideline, 10, 5, and he's pushed out of bounds. Did he get in? Yes, touchdown. Touchdown for the Spartans. A 26-yard run that time, and an electrifying one at that by Kendall Hinton, the quarterback, who has 2 100-yard rushing games this year. That was his 6th rushing touchdown of the season. And what a huge drive that was. A 4th down converted, a 4th and long at midfield. In both times, Hinton went with his target, Maurice Trow. Orozco will try the extra point with 4:42 remaining. So after the turnover by Southern Durham, they cash it in for 6, and Orozco tries to make it 7 points, and he does with the extra points. So we have 4:42 remaining here in the first half, and the score in the first quarter, I should say, and the score is Southern Durham 14, Northwood 7. And you're listening to ChapelBurl.com. Okay. Jeff Hamlin, Hartford Circle, back with you here as we come at you live tonight as we watch Southern Durham score on a 48-yard drive, Hartford, that really could have ended at any point, but sure enough, the Spartans wind up converting 2 major plays, and that particular drive shows you why Kendall Hinton might very well be the most valuable player in this league. Kickoff by Orozco is taken by Edwards at the 15. He's to the 20, charges to the middle of the field, but Edwards tangled up after getting caught in traffic, and he's forced down at the 31 of Northwood, and the Chargers, now trailing 14-7, will bring their 5 wideout attack back onto the field, but Hinton with some spectacular plays there to keep that drive alive.
Yeah, they started out at the 48, and they slowly made their way down. And the very last play was a 26-yard touchdown run by Kendall Hinton, in which he used the read option. As soon as he saw that defensive end go after the running back, he took it off and went to the house.
Kadarius Roan will line up as a wideout to the far side. 5 wideouts now for Northwood, and no tight ends. The pass over the middle, caught by Roan. He juggled it, but he managed to haul it in, brings it to his white jersey, and snugs it down for a gain of about 8 on the play as he crosses the 40-yard stripe. And actually, it's going to be a gain of 10 as he managed to get that one to the 42, so it's a first down. So Roan has been an all-purpose back here, lining up as a wideout. And, of course, he had 2 carries on the initial drive for Northwood before the touchdown strike to Jalen Smith by Penix. Penix on the run here as the pocket collapses. He'll take off, run with it, over to 45, to the 50, and Penix will rumble into Spartan territory to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Penix on that play showed that he's definitely not, there are definitely 2 athletic quarterbacks on this field, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Penix has 4 300-yard passing games this year. The tops came against Southern Lee when he threw for 500 yards exactly and 5 touchdowns. The markup to the Southern Durham 43. 14-7 Southern Durham with the lead. Penix takes the low shotgun snap, throw over the middle, pass is caught. It's Roan again, and he grinds ahead to the 39-yard line, caught the 38. So it's a gain of 6 right away for Northwood, which is coming off the victory last week over Oxford Webb, 33-21. Call it 2nd down and 4. Chargers, after the interception on their last drive, trying to strike back. Here's Penix. Takes a handoff to Roan, meets pressure immediately, scrambles away from it. Now he's brought down from behind, just shy of the 35-yard line, so it'll be the first third down on the drive here for the Chargers as he was tackled by Noah Chase, the 6'5 senior. Markup will come at the 36, so it's third and short. Probably four down territory as well. Feels like if you settle for three in this game, you're 10 points behind or 14 behind. It's like arena football, basically, here tonight. It's one of those Conference USA games. Handoff will go to Roan, dances over a tackler, rumbles ahead past the 35. He's got the first down as Roan fights forward to the 30, and that'll be enough to move the chains. The markup will come at the Southern Durham 29. Kadarius Roan has run for 495 yards this year on a passing-oriented team. He has 7 rushing touchdowns and 11 touchdowns overall. He had his best effort of the year last week against Webb for homecoming over in Pittsburgh. He ran for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. First down for Northwood now, trailing by a touchdown. Roan again runs off left tackle, and he'll fight forward to the 26-yard line for a gain of 3.
With that run right there, Roan will eclipse the 500-yard rushing yard. For this season.
That's a milestone in itself, considering how little at times Northwood has run. This is an air-oriented team, but it's impressive that they are running effectively here against this Southern Durham front. So it's second down and 7. Southern Durham comes with a blitz run with the run, and he tries to go around left end, but he can't go very far as he meets a lot of pressure, and he only got a yard on the play. That was Edwards, excuse me, not Roan. That was Ken Edwards, the backup running back. We'll see Edwards in there occasionally, and also Montel Goods. Gain of only 1, so it's 3rd and 6. With 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter, Northwood without a huddle. Play action fake by Penix. He'll look to throw down. The field pass is caught at the 5-yard line, and the defenders collide with one another, and getting close to the goal line is Emo Udo down to about the 3. Emo Udo with the catch. That's spelled I-M-O-H-U-D-O-H. And Udo actually made comedy somewhat out of that as it turned into bad tag team wrestling.
Yeah, Udo got a sandwich on that play, and he just kind of stopped for a second, and he just ran in for 6.
And now it is Penix on the keeper around left end. Touchdown. Touchdown for Northwood. Ty Penix with the rushing touchdown. And we talked about the quarterbacks that can run on both ends, and Northwood matches the Southern Durham rushing touchdown with one of its own, a 4-yard rushing touchdown by Ty Penix. And it's 14-13 with the extra point coming up. Anthony Castro will try it. The holder is Jacob Fowler. There's the snap, spot, the kick, up. And it is good, and we are tied once again here, 14-14 between the Spartans and the Chargers.
With that kick right there, Anthony Castro is now 18-18 extra point. And, you know, some people might think extra points are easy, which they probably are, but at the same time, if you're hitting 18 in a row, that's something special.
Absolutely. So we've got exactly what we expected here tonight, two teams going up and down the field. And it really starts with stellar quarterback play, and while neither one of these players, Penix or Hinton, are the tallest players in the world, Penix going at 6'1", which actually is pretty good size for a high school quarterback, and Hinton going at 6 feet. Of course, the old line used to be in the NFL you had to be 6'2", or else you weren't going to be able to play. But that's part of the evolution of this game now. The zone read has made a way for a brand-new dimension of quarterback, and one in which a shorter quarterback can thrive.
Yeah, especially with how Hinton and Penix can also really use their feet in this offense. Both these guys with the read option have really been successful this season, and we look forward to seeing what they continue to do tonight.
7 points there for Northwood off the 4-yard touchdown run by Ty Penix, who has thrown for 2,089 yards coming into this game. Anthony Castro will kick the ball away. The first 2 kickoffs have been sky kicks, and Castro's barely lining up far away from the ball at all. He's just setting up a sky kick, and once again, he makes one, but this time Southern Durham fields it, and it's going to be a return, and making the return all the way up to the 50-yard line was Maurice Trowell, who's made his presence felt right away. So it's a 12-yard return for Southern Durham. So with a minute 34 remaining, Southern Durham will try to reestablish the lead. Trowell with a key play there. Cameron will line up in the backfield right behind the quarterback, Kendall Hinton. Pistol set up for Southern Durham, and we have whistles, and we have a flag down. We've been at such a breakneck pace here so far tonight that feels like a flag just throws a sudden stop sign on things, and we have an offside call against Southern Durham, so it'll be 5 yards there. 14-14 the score. Hartford will bring us some scores around the area. If you go to hashtag HSOT scores, that'll bring you a lot of scores.
Correct.
And we expect some money from Capital Broadcasting for that plug, by the way. Hinton will send a man in motion, and the handoff will go to Cameron, who goes into a pile of white jerseys and can barely get past the line of scrimmage. Not very much room at all. So Will Cameron, who comes into the game with 503 yards rushing on the year, gains a yard on the play. So it'll be second down and 14 after the 5-yard mark off. Kendall Hinton, the junior quarterback with a 3.8 GPA, will run the draw play this time for Cameron. He's got room right side. He'll dance over midfield. Hard running by Cameron. Pin the far sideline, 40, 35. He's to the 30-yard line. And Cameron tripped up inside the 30. So Will Cameron doing a stellar job after getting tripped up for 1 yard a moment ago. He fights down the field, and Jacob Stipe had to come over and make the touchdown-saving tackle. So the ball ahead to the 25-yard line of Northwood. The gain was good for 35 yards. Hinton back to throw deep. He's tripped up, but he stays on his feet. Great balance by Hinton. Now he throws the ball down the field, and it's over the head of his intended receiver. And it'll be second down. That was an adventurous play because 52, Hunter Blackman nearly had Hinton in the backfield. But that's the textbook definition, Hartford, of prolonging the play. It was number 11 that time. Second down coming up here. That was Derek Mason, who was the intended receiver. So it's second down and 10. And here's the handoff. It'll go to Hinton, actually keeping it, and he'll go throw down the field, and the pass is caught. And going inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line, Jason Davidson, that is. We don't have a number 8 in our roster, but that is Jason Henderson with the catch. And it's good for a first down for Southern Durham. Ball to the 12 of Northwood with 22 seconds remaining. Jason Henderson in there is 8 tonight. We got him down as number 24 in our roster. So it's first down to the 12. And here is the handoff going to the wide side of the field. Jordan Brown cuts it to the right, past the 5, and he'll get to the end zone for a touchdown, but a flag is down. Back at the line of scrimmage, and there is zero celebration from the Southern Durham end. Seems to indicate we're going to have a flag down here against Southern Durham. And it will be a hold, it would appear, against the Spartans. It will be. So, the flag was thrown at the 13, so the ball will go back to the 23 here. And that was Jordan Brown on the carry in there in place of William Cameron. Brown had 35 yards on 8 carries last week in Southern's victory over Cardinal Gibbons. Yard to gain is the 3-yard line. The ball is back to the 23, so it's first and 20. Here's Hinton. Back to throw, meets pressure, nearly grabbed behind, now gets the ball off, and he threw it at the feet of his intended receiver. Excellent pursuit that time by Michael Queen, the 6'1 sophomore linebacker. He's the one who got the pressure, but also getting in there was 64 for Northwood, Luke Spatch. And that's the end of the first quarter. Full of fireworks, and there's more pyrotechnics to come. Southern Durham 14, Northwood 14, and we'll do a break. You're listening to ChapelBurl.com. Jeff Hamlin and Hartford Zirkle back with you here from Southern Durham High School. It is Northwood 14, Southern Durham 14. In this clash of the Titans, as we expected, it was going to be a game full of finesse, and it is not disappointed in that regard at all, Hartford. Do we have any scores, by the way?
We have not gotten any score updates yet, but that is on the way.
Okay. Kendall Hinton, the quarterback for Southern Durham, ran for a score and also threw for a score, a 61-yarder in that first quarter. He ran one in from 22. Now it's second down and 20 here for Southern Durham after the holding penalty. Hinton back to throw. They'll loft it in the end zone. The pass is through the hands of his intended receiver, Jordan Brown. He had it right there on the coverage. Right there on the corner, I should say. But Brown couldn't quite get it in. And, in fact, there was blown coverage there between the quarterback and the free safety. And those two are talking to one another as to who should have done what. It was Darius Horton back there.
Still a phenomenal pass by Kendall Hinton, though. He really couldn't have put that one in the better place.
Absolutely. So third down and 20. And Hilton, again back to throw. He'll loft it deep in the end zone. The pass is overthrown. Breaking it up was number six, Brian Harrington. So it'll be fourth down here for Southern Durham. Really no man's land. And it looks like the offense is staying on the field. So the Spartans are going to go for it here. Fourth down with the game tied at 14. Feels like a defensive stop would be huge. Number 10, Brown, is struggling to get off the field. He was the intended receiver on that play, and he is completely winded. He barely gets to the sidelines. He's hurt. Back to throw is Hinton. He'll throw it over the middle, and the pass is broken up, and we have a flag down. Oh, a big flag here. It looked like that number 32, Darius Cole, had broken up the pass that was intended over the middle for number 14, Derek Mason. But then Mason took a shot afterwards. Oh, pass interference call. Oh, this is a big, big call here against Northwood. It looks like that Mason was interfered with after the pass had been broken up. It was deflected clearly by Darius Cole. But they're going to call half the distance to the goal. This is not a first down. So it's going to be fourth down and 10. The markup will come half the distance to the goal line, which will be the 13-yard line. Referee held up his fist saying it is not the high school rule, or rather not the college rule. So Hinton will throw on fourth and 10 now. Hinton throws over the middle in the pass. It's caught in the end zone for a touchdown.
That's the Spartan touchdown.
The second touchdown pass of the night by Hinton. Number 14 managed to get it, and it was Derek Mason scoring his second touchdown of the night. That's his fourth receiving touchdown. So Derek Mason on a Southern team that does not lack for weapons, scoring there after the huge pass interference call. 20-14 the score. Southern winds up scoring. And now the extra point attempt by Roscoe. Southern only has 10 men on the field. They're going to have to get an 11th man out. Here comes number 10, Jordan. Well, Brown started to go out there, but I believe he's hurt, and Southern's going to have to burn a timeout just to get the extra point. Brown was talking with his coaches. We saw him jog off the field after that third down play just a moment ago, Hartford, and I don't think he was in any condition to go out there at that point, but now Brown is back out there. Well, Hartford, we got some scores here?
Yes, in the first corner, Garner is up 14-0 over Harnett Central. Sanderson's up 21-0 over Broughton in the first quarter as well. And Wake Forest High School is up on Heritage 9-7. We'll be looking for some more Big 8 conference games, though, as well, as those are still being searched for.
Okay. Well, just moments ago, a huge touchdown pass by the man that the PA man calls the Gunslinger here, and that's a fitting nickname. Kendall Hinton throwing for his second touchdown. He has factored on all three of Southern's scores. Three touchdowns in 12 minutes and 22 seconds. Orozco back to attempt the extra point as Southern Durham now has 11 men on the field. Roscoe has made now 39 of 43 on the season as he goes for extra point number 40. It's a high snap. Holder has to come down. Oh, it's a great play by the holder, and the kick was good. But the credit there goes to the holder as he made a fantastic move just to get that ball up and make the play to get the ball down for Roscoe to score that time. That was, I believe, Mason who made the play to get the ball down. It was Mason. You want to talk about some hands. Mason had to field that ball that was remarkably high and then get down on a knee. Good job by Mason on the hold, and that gives Southern Durham a seven-point lead once again, 21-14. You mentioned that Wake Forest score just a moment ago there, Hartford. Wake Forest lost to Wakefield last week. And Wakefield, in the minds of many now, the number one team in the Triangle. Of course, Southern Durham has to be in consideration, as does Orange, who going up against their old rival Chapel Hill tonight over in the southern part of Heaven. And, of course, you can hear that also here on chapelboro.com, as well as 97.9 WCHL. And number one, Johnny Jones, is here as well. Old friend of chapelboro.com, and his beautiful wife, Angela, as well. Here's Roscoe on the kickoff. High kick, and it will be fielded. That ball could have gone out of bounds, but electing to field it is 84 Smith, who takes it past the 20 to the 25. Now he's got room over the 30, past the 35, and Jalen Smith grinds ahead to the 39. If he had let that one go, it would have been first down at the 35 for Northwood, but as it turns out, it's a gain for the Chargers just as well.
In the second quarter, Cardinal Gibbons is up on Northern Vance 14-7.
Wow.
That's a game that we'll definitely keep out on. That's closer score than I would have expected. But
so would I, yeah.
Northern Vance. Just last week, Northern Vance came back 24 points to only lose to four points, 28-24 at Chapel Hill on Chapel Hill's homecoming.
So. That's true. Vikings looking for their first win. They have a 16-game losing streak they're trying to end. Play action fake here by Penix. He'll throw over the middle. Pass is caught. Udo over to 50. He's to the 45. And Emo Udo, who set up the touchdown by Northwood on his last drive, strikes right away here for 16. Make it 17 yards to the Southern Durham 44. By the way, some news. Somebody's in scoring range. You'd never guess that.
You're in scoring range anytime you step on the field, whether you're on your own 1 yard line with these offenses.
That's right. Penix will hand it off. Coming up the middle, it's Roan. Grinds over the 40, and he's down to the 39, 38-yard line. And so, with Roan getting six there, that makes it second down and four. 21-14, Southern Durham scored there just moments ago. They have scored three touchdowns now in their last three possessions after punting on its initial drive of the night. Second down and four coming up here. Roan goes in motion. Penix will hand the ball to him. He'll cut up the middle of the line looking for a cutback block. He gets it, and Roan is stopped at the 33, and that will bring him very close to the first down. So a lot of running here tonight, and in fact, that will move the chains. So it'll be a first down here for the Chargers. Southern Durham came in averaging 46 points a game. Northwood put up a 79 spot on Cedar Ridge just 2 weeks ago. They're averaging 41 points per game. What'd you expect, a defensive battle? Hit at the line this time is Roan, and he's going no place. Hit at the 38-yard line for no gain. It'll be second down and 10.
You got to wonder if offensive coordinator for the Chargers, Bill Renner, who was the former coach at East Chapel Hill, really saw something about this Southern defense when he was breaking down the film this week, because it seems to be a little uncharacteristic with how much Southern or Northern Durham has been handing it off to Roan in the backfield.
Northwood, absolutely. But Roan has managed to come up with some big runs, and Penix has come up with big plays. Play action fake here. Penix tracked down from behind and sacked at the 40-yard line. Loss of six on the play. Ty Penix taken down. And it was Cameron Johnson coming over on the sack, the 5'8 senior at 165 pounds. So the ball back to the 39 will make it third down and 15.
Come on, Squad Nation, get up on your feet. Third down and
Northwood again without a huddle. They'll keep Roan in the game this time as a wideout. Empty backfield. Five wideouts here for Northwood, probably four down territory. Penix, a low snap. Guns over the middle. Pass caught. Rome back to the original line of scrimmage. Goes far sideline. Dives for the first down. He's close, but he might be just a tad shy. Let's see if he got a good spot here.
Looks like he's going to be a little short on this one.
Yeah. He needed to get to the 24. That spot's going to put him about a yard shy. They will blow the clock dead for measurement. 8:44 remaining. 21-14, Southern Durham with the lead. And there'll be a measurement here, but regardless of what happens, it looks like it's going to be fourth down and short here, and I don't believe the punting team is going to come out. It will be short. So it'll be fourth and one coming up, and Northwood bringing substitutes in. Is this just extra meat, or are they going to put in Jonathan Pena for the extra point, or for the field goal? It is going to be Pena. So Pena, it appeared, was thinking about coming in, but Penix is still in the game as they re-spot the ball here. Actually, it looks like Brian Harrington has come in as well. So Penix also doubles as the punter on this team. So it could very well be, if they opted for the field goal here, it'd be only 37 yards. Penix is coming in. This is going to be a tight formation. They could opt for a quick kick here. There's no one split out for Northwood. They've got 10 men bunched up the line of scrimmage, and Penix in there, still in the backfield. They've got an up back in there as well. Penix will just get a running start, run for the first down. He needed to get to the 25, and he got it. First down here. So a rather unconventional formation. They go from spread to something that resembled a single wing from 1935 football, but it works all the same, and Northwood gets the first down as Penix gets that precious yard. Now it's back to the four wide out set that we're so familiar with here from the Chargers. 21-14, Southern Durham with the lead here. And here's Penix with the ball at the 24 of Southern Durham. He'll throw, pump fake, looks to the right corner of the end zone, dumps it down the field, pass is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown there, it is Emo Udo with the catch.
That's a touchdown from
24-yard strike that time. That one stayed in the air for quite a while, but it just dropped right into the arms of Emo Udo, number 88, for his second reception on the drive, the third of the game.
Definitely looked like it was going to be an interception there in the end zone for a second, but
yep.
Udo was right behind him and was able to come down with the catch.
The extra point attempt by Anthony Castro. The holder will be Jacob Fowler for the tie, and Southern Durham had one of its players literally hurdle the center. And when I mean hurdle, I mean he made a clean jump right over him and landed on all fours, or all, both his feet, but actually they're going to call procedure here against Northwood, so he had good reason to jump. It was a heads-up play. Five-yard mark off, so it'll be a 25-yard attempt here on the extra point by Anthony Castro in an effort to tie the game. 21-20 the score. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is up, and Castro puts it through. And we've got a tie game once again after Penix scores on his second touchdown pass of the night. And you get the sense that we're in the midst of a game of can you top this between two excellent quarterbacks, Ty Penix for Northwood and Kendall Hinton of Southern Durham. 21 all, both men have two touchdown passes and one rushing touchdown in this game. And, of course, Southern Durham coming off that huge victory last week over Cardinal Gibbons, the first conference loss by the Crusaders in over 4 years. In all 4 years of the Carolina Six Conference, they went undefeated. You have to go back to 2008, the last time Cardinal Gibbons lost a conference game. And Southern Durham pulled that off. Not only that, they did it in North Raleigh. So the Spartans go into this game after two non-conference losses, but they come against two of the best 4A teams in the state, Hillside, the clear favorite in the 4A Pac-6 Conference, and against Scotland County down in Laurinburg. Northwood had the one loss against Orange that came in Pittsburgh. That came 3 weeks ago. Castro will kick the ball away. We've seen three kicks from him. They've all been sky kicks. Trying to keep the ball away from the deeper turners, and this one is no different. Ball kicked straight up in the air, goes to the 35, now trying to gain yardage by running backwards is a Southern Durham man, and he wound up losing 3 yards back to the 32. That was Maurice Trowell that time with a mistake. He simply should have gone forward, perhaps taken a knee, but instead Southern Durham will start with its worst starting field position of the night, its own 32-yard line. 8:06 remaining in the first half. We expected a long night here at Spartan Stadium, and that's what we've got. Southern and Northwood tied at 21, and we have a flag thrown by the head official right away for a substitution infraction as Southern wound up breaking the huddle with 12 players. Looked like number 10, Jordan Brown, started to go off the field, but realized he was the one that should have stayed out there. So a 5-yard mark off right away. On every Southern Durham drive, it was actually Maurice Trowell who shouldn't have been out there. Number one is forced to go to the sidelines. Or excuse me, that was number eight, Jason Henderson. And here's the toss coming this side of the field, looking for any daylight that he can. Is number five on the play, and unable to find any is William Cameron, and he stacked up for a loss back to the 21-yard line. That was Jared Worley who helped stream the play out. Also getting over there was 52 Hunter Blackman and 53 Jay Williams. And the loss is back to the 20-yard line. Yard the gain is the 43, so it's second at 23. Loss of 8 that time. After the 5-yard infraction for a substitution. Here's Hinton back to throw on 2nd and 23. Guns it deep down the field. The pass is caught at the 35-yard line. Looking for the first down over the 40. And diving for the chains is the receiver. Number 1, Maurice Trowell with another big catch. And every time Southern Durham digs itself a hole, Maurice Trowell just catches a pass from Kendall Hinton to climb right back to ground zero. First down, they needed 23 exactly, and that's what they got.
Yeah, Trowell's definitely a real threat every single time he touches the ball. He has 12 touchdowns on this year. And for being almost two-thirds through the season, that's pretty good.
What a night already for Trowell. Southern Durham coming up with huge plays. And now first down here. Here's Hinton with a handoff. And dodging through a hole goes number 5, Cameron. And he'll get the ball to midfield running toward his right, where he was tripped up that time by 33, Michael Queen.
It'll be second down and 5.
Second down and 5 coming up here. Both teams going without a huddle most of the night. We're tied up at 21 with 6.5 minutes remaining. Back to throw. Hinton on 2nd and 5 meets a blitz. Has time. Throws over the middle of the pass. Kneeling catch made by Trowell. He's got it at the Northwood 35 for a gain of 15. Trowell that time tripped up by Nitrell Evans, but Trowell managed to break away from coverage, and they've got the ball to the Charger 35-yard line. Just an excellent play by Trowell. He is the go-to man for Kendall Hinton. 6:07 remaining first half. Here's a swing pass set up to the far side, incomplete. That time it was a jailbreak screen attempt. Pass was intended for Derek Mason. So it'll be second down and 10 with 6:01 remaining. Thus far in the game, each team has had one defensive stop. Southern Durham had an interception that went for a touchdown. Northwood forced a punt on the Southern Durham opening drive. Second down and 10. Hinton back to throw. Guns it down the field. The pass is caught to the far end. And trying to lean forward for the first down is the receiver. I believe that's Mason once again. And it'll be close to a first down, but it'll be just shy. So Mason got 9 on the reception. It'll be 3rd down and 1. Ball to the 27-yard line of Northwood. Southern Durham stuck in a 2nd and 23 hole just moments ago. Now knocking on the door again. 3rd down and 1. Handoff. Cameron looking for a hole to emerge. He'll run to the right, get the first down, and tumble ahead to the 24. So that'll move the chains as the tackle was made by 52 Hunter Blackman.
Ball carrier number 5, Will Cameron.
Will Cameron Moves the ball and the chains ahead to the 24. First down coming up here with 5:08 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 21 in what's been a shootout. Hinton, handoff. No, it'd be a swinging pass to the far end of the field, and that's Mason over the 25 to the 20, and he's chased out of bounds, and he's close to another first down. So Mason, with the reception, takes the ball down to the 11 of Northwood. That's where it was ruled he stepped out of bounds. So it'll be first down. Actually, they're going to mark him up at the 10. So, well, they can't. Actually, they started to put the chains down. Now they put them back up. So Southern Durham can get a first down without scoring. And here's Hinton with play action fake, but he's wrapped up, just barely held on to the ball. And he was tripped up just ahead of the line of scrimmage. Hinton held on to it after getting some pursuit from behind, but he was tripped up for a gain of what they'll call two ahead to the 9-yard line. So it's second and eight with 4.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Can somebody get a defensive stop? Hinton, short drop back out of the pistol, meets pressure again, and this time he was wrapped up. Ball gets away, and then Hinton gets away, and he fights ahead just to get ahead to the line of scrimmage. That was a great play by Hinton just to avoid the sack. He was nearly wrapped up that time by Hunter Blackman. Jay Williams came over to finish him off with Jared Worley. So it'll be third down. Call it third and eight. Hinton showed his versatility just to get no gain out of that. Third down. Trowell has usually been the man here for Southern Durham. Here's the pump fake. Throw over the middle, and the pass is dropped. And they look for Trowell once again, but Trowell dropped it at the goal line. He had stepped right in front of Brian Harrington. So it will be fourth down. And every time Southern Durham has found themselves in a situation like this, they've answered. Now can they answer on fourth down and seven? Remember, they can get a first down without scoring. Into the game comes number 10, Jordan Brown. Mason to the far side. Fourth down and eight. They can get to the one and get the first down. Hinton, hip. Now steps away, and he'll be sacked back at the 15-yard line. Huge defensive stop that time by Northwood, as it was Elijah Washington who comes over on the sack. He got in there along with Brady Koenig. So a huge sack on the play there by Northwood. Their second defensive stop of the game. And just like that, you feel a momentum swing.
Yeah, you really do, that's for sure. Anytime you can get down within the 10-yard line and you can't score, that's probably going to hurt you later on.
So 3:38 remaining. Northwood takes over at its own 17. And here's Penix. The handoff up the middle. Cutting up the middle is Roan. And he runs ahead past the 20 to the 23, and that's where he's upended by the free safety on the play. Victor Boston comes over on the stop that time. Clock running with 3:18 remaining. The gain was good for seven. Penix now with two men in the backfield. Northwood has all three of its timeouts. And here is Roan running to the right, and he's got the first down. Charging past the 30 and now down to the, well, they're going to mark him right at the 30. So I think that'll be enough to get a first down here for Northwood. And a game that really feels like arena football. If the offense goes a possession without scoring, it feels like they've really put themselves behind the eight ball.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Penix has Roan in the backfield along with Kenton Edwards. And we have whistles and a sideline warning against Southern Durham. First one's a warning, and just like in the NBA, second one will result in a penalty. It's kind of like what used to be a legal defense. Now it's defensive 3 seconds. Shows you how old I am. All right, Penix in the backfield with Northwood controlling the ball at its own 30-yard line. 2:41 to play. We're tied at 21. And once again, it's Roan running around left end. Couldn't find any room up the middle. Roan near sideline over the 40, and he's forced out of bounds close to another first down. That was ad-libbing that time by Kadarius Roan. He tried to bring that one straight up the gut, but the pursuit was very good up the middle, Douglas Satterfield managed to clog the hole, but Roan showed off his speed, and he's got the first down, ruling he stepped out of bounds. From the officials' rule, he stepped out of bounds at the 41. So it'll be first and 10 there after the gain of 11. Again, Pennitz from the shotgun. Play action fake. This time he attempts to throw. He'll throw it to the far end, and the pass is caught for only a small gain. Southern Drum with a good pass rush led by Satterfield. The pass goes to the far side. Jalen Smith, who caught the first Northwood touchdown of the game, made the catch there for 1 yard. Second and 9. Clock running with 2:13 remaining. Northwood letting the clock run, even though they have all their timeouts. Very similar to what Al Golden did last night for Miami. And
that's for sure.
Certainly worked. Here's the handoff. Roan again. This time he takes off around right end, but he is stopped and dropped for no gain.
Big
excellent
hit
that time.
There, yeah.
So it will be third down now. Credit on the tackle. Isaiah Ross comes over, actually threw down Roan, who was slow getting up, back to the 40-yard line. So it'll be third down. Third down and 11 after the loss of one. Make a loss of two. Pennix, empty backfield. Throws over the middle, pass caught. Roan to the 45, but he dives down to the 47. Well shy of the first down. And on a night like this, with 1:16 remaining, Northwood just might be in the mood to go for it, even at midfield. Southern Durham is the one who calls timeout. I'm not sure that doesn't benefit Northwood there, because they might be just thinking about going for it here. On the other hand, Northwood will open up the second half with the ball, and if they get off a good punt, they can go ahead, back Southern Durham up here. And remember, Southern Durham now only has one timeout to work with. See our old friend Bernard Thomas from the Durham Herald Sun photographing the game tonight. Bernard seems to be everywhere there's a sporting event that involves the Triangle team. Chances are he was on the sidelines last night in Keenan Stadium. He'll probably have to go straight to Countdown to Craziness tonight over at Cameron Indoor Stadium after this is done. He's an everywhere man. All right, Pennix is going to stay in the game, but it looks like this time he'll stay in to punt on what will be fourth down and 3 with a minute 12 remaining here in the first half. So Southern Durham, it appears, has come up with an important stop, but Roan is going to stay in the game as an upback. We'll keep our eye on him, just in case they think about faking this. But they won't. Pennix will go ahead and punt the ball away. It's a high punt, dual safety alignment for Southern Durham, and the ball bounces inside the 15, and it'll be marked up at about the 14-yard line. So Southern Durham, if they want to make something out of this, will have to go a long way in only a minute and 1 second, and they have one timeout.
If there's any offense that can do it, though, it probably
is this one, certainly.
Or Northwoods, of course.
Two high-octane offenses going at it here tonight, with two spectacular quarterbacks leading the charge. Kendall Hinton leads the 5-2 Spartans back out on the field here, and we'll see what veteran head coach Adrian Jones has ordered here on first down in a tie ball game at 21. It is going to be Hinton throwing over the middle, and the pass is caught at the 35 to the 40. 45, 50-yard line, past the 45 and down at the 40. What a run down the field. Maurice Trowell comes up with a catch, and just like that, Southern Durham's in business. So much for time being a factor. Ball went straight up the field for 47 yards. Maurice Trowell with the catch. Now Hinton back to throw on first down. Guns it deep down the field. The pass is caught at the 5. Did he stay in bounds? They're going to rule he did not. It was number 10, Jordan Brown, coming down with the ball, but he could not get a foot in bounds. It'll be second down. Brown didn't get a foot in bounds. Huge play there, as Jordan Brown could have put Southern Durham on the verge of scoring, but they rule he did not get a foot in bounds. So it'll be second down and 10. I believe some time ran off the clock there. Northwood comes over and calls timeout now. Their first time out of the game, as Jordan Brown could not quite haul in that pass. Looked like a good call from here, Hartford, as he just couldn't quite get that firm, that foot planted firmly in bounds. So it'll be second down and 10 coming up with 40.2 seconds remaining. All this set up by Trowell in that huge run that took the ball down to the 40, or rather the 39-yard line of Northwood as the ball was back at the 14. This is a big play offense, two big play offenses going at it, but really between the two teams, Southern Durham, I believe, has more big play threats, whereas Northwood has shown more of an inkling to eat up yardage piece by piece, 10, 15 yards down the field instead of the 50-yard plays that we've seen often tonight here from the Spartans. So Southern Durham comes out with a second and 10 now. Orozco has made two field goals on the year. The only two he's attempted, his long is 40 yards. Hinton back to throw on second down. Meets pressure, pocket collapses, and he went down at the 47. Hinton tried to get back up, but his knee hit the turf at the 47. Jay Williams will get credit for the sack. And we have a quick timeout called, I believe, by Southern Durham. That's their last timeout. With 30.5 seconds remaining. And it will be third down now as the ball goes back to the 47. So it's going to be third down and 18.
Got some halftime score updates for you. These
okay, Hartford.
Games are all in halftime. We have Northern Durham's up on 21-0 on East Chapel Hill.
Okay.
Over there in Chapel Hill, where offensive coordinator for Northwood, Bill Renner, was the head coach for the past 3 years.
That's right.
And even more surprising, it over at Colton Pierman Stadium in Chapel Hill, the score is tied 0-0 at halftime.
Scoreless tie between Orange and Cedar Ridge.
To be completely honest, I had to text a couple of my friends at the game to really confirm that because I didn't really believe it, to be honest. But I've got multiple sources to tell me it is 0-0, so I guess it is right.
Yep. That is based on multiple sources. That's really some effort by that Chapel Hill defense to hold Orange without a point. Orange going into that game averaging over 40 points per contest. So third and 18 here for Southern Durham. They have to go a long way just to get this in field goal range. Here's Hinton back to throw, and again a blitz comes. He'll gun it over the middle. The pass through the hands of his intended receiver, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Trowell. So now fourth down, and Southern Durham may be forced to punt. So the huge play by Trowell a moment ago, just to bring up this threat by Southern Durham, may go by the boards, but Southern Durham's going to keep the offense out on the field. Remember, they have no timeouts, and they're going to go for it. Now, Northwood does have two timeouts to work with here. They could conceivably take over at midfield with a little bit of time to work with. Hinton back to throw, flush to his right. Now he throws the ball in the flat. The pass is caught at the 45, past the 40, trying to stay in bounds is Cameron, but he runs out of bounds. Really not a good move there, but he at least got enough yardage to chew up a little bit of clock. And the ball will be turned over on downs as Northwood will take over at its own 34. The gain was good for 14, but they needed another 5 yards did the Spartans. So Northwood does have some time here, and they do have two timeouts, which allowed some latitude for play calling.
Be interesting to see what Bill Renner calls on this one.
Bill Renner, the man who actually played two seasons as a punter for the Green Bay Packers in the mid-80s under head coach Lenny Infante. First down here. Here's Penix. Throws over the middle. Pass caught. It's Roan. Who else? He'll fight ahead, and he'll get the first down where he was hit high and hit low. Looked like the old double goozle from the Midnight Express in 1980s NWA wrestling there. Beautiful Bobby and Lover Boy Dennis used to do that. And that tackle by the Southern Durham secondary resembled that move. Clock stop, 7.8 seconds remaining. The gain was good for 11, and it's a first down. Northwood calls the timeout here. They have one left. Longest field goal of the year. Typically, when Northwood needs a long field goal, they go with Jonathan Pena, but his long is only 35 yards this year. Pena, 16 of 17 on extra points, but we have not seen him tonight. It's been Anthony Castro who has done the kicking.
which means Northwood's going to have to get it about the 18-yard line of Southern, and they're at the 45, so that would equal them having to get about a 37-yard play. So
yep.
Really not sure to whether that's going to happen, especially with 7.8 seconds left.
That's true. See what we can do here. Emo Udo to the right side of the field. To the left lining up will be Kenton Edwards. Also, Robertson is in the game. Spencer Robertson. Four wide receivers here, and here's Penix looking to chunk the ball down the field. Now he's hit from behind just as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he is taken down at the 48. Will Northwood call its last timeout? Nope, they're going to let the clock run out. That'll do it. Gain of four by Penix ends the half. And we have got exactly what we expected, a tight offensive battle between two very good teams. At the half, it is Southern Durham 21 and Northwood 21. We're going to pause here for timeout. We'll come back in just a moment as you're listening to chapelboro.com.